the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. Allahumma wa as'aluka su'ala man ishtaddat faqatu wa anzala bika 'inda ash-shada'id hajata wa 'azma fi ma 'indaka raghbata. Allahumma As you have been previously with us, brothers and sisters, we were discussing the part where Imam Ali alayhi salam states, وَعَظُمَ فِيمَا عِنْدَكَ رَغْبَتُ. I ask you, with the asking of the one whose craving for what is with you has become intense. Regarding this part, we discussed different things, different aspects of things that can be with the Almighty Allah and the believers have to be aware of in order to be closer to Him, in order that they become more enthusiastic towards reaching the mercy of the Almighty Allah. And one of the other things that needs to be discussed is the mercy that He Himself has said about وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. My mercy encompasses all things. Or elsewhere in the Holy Quran where it says, فَقُلْ رَبُّكُمْ ذُو رَحْمَةٍ وَاسِعَةٍ. Say, your Lord is the Lord of all encompassing mercy. So, for obtaining Almighty Allah's mercy, we should certainly observe some matters. In this regard, Imam Baghir alayhi salam has stated, تَعَرَّضْ لِلرَّحْمَةِ وَعَفْوِ اللَّهِ بِحُسْنِ الْمُرَاجَعَةِ. If you want to obtain Almighty Allah's mercy and forgiveness, you need to return these things to Him. وَاسْتَعِنْ عَلَىٰ حُسْنِ الْمُرَاجَعَةِ بِخَالِصِ الدُّعَاءِ وَالْمُنَاجَاتِ فِي الظُّلَمِ. And for realizing your return, get help from sincere praying in the middle of the night. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the commander of the believers, has these kinds of things in his mind that says, وَعَظُمَ فِيمَا عِنْدَكَ رَغْبَتُ. I ask you with the asking of the one whose craving for what is with you has become intense. These are the things that all the believers need to be aware of.
Oh Allah, I beg as one whose neediness is extreme and who supplicates his knees to you and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. Oh Allah, great is your kingdom and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. O Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues. There is no God but you. Glory and praise be to you. I have oppressed my own soul. I had the audacity to sin by my ignorance. I have relied upon my ancient remembrance of you and your grace towards me. O Allah, my Lord, how many of my ugly deeds have you concealed? How many of my grievous afflictions have you abolished? And how many stumblings of mine have you prevented? How many of my detestable acts have you averted? And how many of my undeserving praises have you spread abroad?
Thank you, Allah, let me hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. Feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Let us have a look at one tradition from the Holy Prophet of Islam. It is told that someone asked the Prophet of Islam, "I would like to get subjected to Almighty Allah's mercy. What would I do?" And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Irham nafsaka warham khalqallah yarhamkallah." Have mercy on yourself and other people so that Allah would have mercy on you. But we need to clarify once again that mercy is something different from forgiveness. Forgiveness is yet another thing that is with the Almighty Allah. Forgiveness means pardoning for the wrongdoing in order to avoid the chastisement. The Almighty Allah has set this fact for the regretful sinners who wish to return to His kingdom. And this has been placed here out of His mercy. He has admired Himself for this lofty attribute, stating, "Inna Allaha kana afuwan ghafura." Surely Allah is pardoning, forgiving. So these two are rather different things. Imam Ali alayhi salam has stated, "Amruhu qada'un wa hikmah." Allah's orders are obligatory and out of expedience and wisdom. "Waridahu amanun wa rahmah." His satisfaction takes pleasure in mercy and forgiveness. "Yaqdi bi'ilmin wa ya'fu bi'ilm." He rules with knowledge and awareness and forgives patiently. Imam Ali alayhi salam in this regard has stated, "Man tanazzaha an hurumati Allah sara'a ilayhi afuullah." Allah's forgiveness would rush to anyone who avoids what Almighty Allah has forbidden. Some facts that are only with Almighty Allah, like reward, like paradise, like mercy and forgiveness, have inspired the pious servants intensely with the huge urge to reach what is with them. And in these recent programs, we try to touch upon these concepts. And all the believers need to be aware of these things that are with the Almighty Allah if they want to practically recite this part where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Wa'adhuma fima indaka raghbatu." We ask you, Allah, with the asking of the one whose craving for what is with you has become intense. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at English Radio at irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
To you.